This is Bill Phillips of Bill Phillips Consulting Limited. You're listening to number one in the series Who Says? Meta Model Mastery, the advanced learning and practicing process. In each short recording of this series, I present one pattern starting with 10 spoken examples. Pay attention as you listen, as your job is to identify the pattern expressed in the kind of ways you'll hear it in everyday speech. Once you think you recognize it, pause the recording and give one or two examples of your own. Say them out loud to hear what they sound like coming from you, and then I suggest you write your examples down. If you don't identify the pattern first time through, remember, you're here to learn and to do it at your own pace. So hang on in there and just keep on replaying them until you do. As you restart the recording, just follow the instructions about what to do next. Here are the 10 examples. 1. You'll be curious about what this language pattern is. 2. I know how keen you are to learn this. 3. As you wonder what comes next, I know you'll be holding your breath. 4. No point showing my boss, she'll not be interested. 5. You're going to like this. 6. The people of Ipswich are pleased with the results tonight. 7. The team will be impressed with your qualifications. 8. He won't believe you when you tell him. 9. My wife won't want me to change. And 10. You'll be happy to know this is example number 10. Now, if you haven't already done it, pause the recording after this instruction. And if you recognize the pattern in those 10 examples, say out loud a couple of your own. Then write them down. See you back here in a minute. Welcome back. Now, this is where I confirm the name of the pattern to your conscious mind. Did you get it? It is, of course, mind reading. We often hear people speaking as if they know what someone else thinks or feels. How often have you heard, "Oh, I know how you feel," or "You won't know what this means," or "I know you're not going to agree with this"? How easily can you recognize what information or detail is missing in every one of those sentences? And what question would retrieve it? In a moment, stop the recording and say out loud your version of an ideal question. Then write it down before listening again to check the metamodel question that challenges the mind-reading pattern. See you back here in a minute. Welcome back. How close were you? The question is, how specifically do you know? This question obliges the speaker to check the evidence for their claim or to identify the source of it. Listen to a couple of examples in a coaching context. So, Terry, how did your conversation with your manager go?
Well, I kept putting it off because I knew he wouldn't agree to it.
Oh? How exactly did you know that?
Because he never agrees, and he's always concerned about the cost.
Okay, so you kept putting it off. Did you speak with him eventually?
Well, yeah, I did.
And?
He thought it was a good idea, and he agreed.
What's stopping you from proposing it to the rest of the team, Louis?
Because they don't take me seriously.
Oh, really? How specifically do you know?
Well, I'm new, and they won't think I'm experienced enough yet.
And how precisely do you know that? As you listen to the end of this recording in just a moment, I'd like to have you consider how you're going to practice noticing the mind reading pattern and asking the question, how specifically do you know? And I wonder how many different ways you can think of to make that inquiry sound curious, friendly, and natural, just like normal conversation. To practice, listen again as many times as you find useful to the 10 examples of the mind reading pattern at the beginning, and respond, either out loud or silently, with your many versions of the question, how specifically or how exactly do you know? This is the end of number one in this series, Who Says? Meta Model Mastery, Mind Reading. Enjoy your practice.